In a constantly expanding universe, what's holding it all together? Most physicists say dark matter is responsible, but even though scientists know what it is, it's still very elusive. It's never been detected and it can't be seen, and now Australia is joining the search for dark matter as part of a venture that's taking place deep underground in a Victorian gold mine. Sarah Sedgley reports.
If you think about everything we can see around us, the trees, the stars, even the planets, well, that's all ordinary matter. But there's stuff we can't see. It's called dark matter. And to try and find it, Australian researchers are going deep underground, building a lab underneath a gold mine in the regional Victorian town of Stawell.
If we are on surface, we will have millions of dark matter particles passing through the apparatus, but only a handful interacting with the apparatus. But on the other hand, we have billions of cosmic rays that are particles of normal matter, so that they come from the sun and the rest of the galaxy, that will swamp the signal. If we go 1 kilometer underground, normal matter do not reach so deep underground. But the only thing that reaches so deep underground is dark matter.
Professor Elisabetta Barberio is a physicist at the University of Melbourne and director of the ARC Centre of Excellence for Dark Matter Particle Physics.
We are seeing only the tip of the iceberg of a universe that we don't know. Dark matter is between us because we are swimming in this dark matter, and we need to explore the majority of the universe. We don't know what it is. Could be that it's so complex that there will be another universe as complex as ours that is coexisting with us and we don't see.
So how are scientists so sure dark matter is even there? Dr. Richard Garrett is from the Australian Nuclear Science and Technology Organisation, one of the new laboratory's partner organisations.
We know there is a thing called dark matter because of various observations astronomers make that, for example, galaxies rotate too fast than can be explained by all the normal matter we can see. They should fly apart. And we also know that there's a huge amount of matter needed to add the additional gravity to keep the galaxies together. And the most likely candidate is a particle, an unknown particle that doesn't interact at all with normal matter, doesn't emit light or anything, but it does interact with gravity.
The new Aussie lab that's joining the search is being built 1,000 metres underground in Stawell. The search will begin in earnest early next year, but Professor Elisabetta Barberio is hoping this elusive dark matter could be found fairly soon afterwards.
In Italy, there is an experiment called Dama Libra that they claim that they discovered dark matter. And the only way to confirm this discovery of dark matter is to build an experiment that is very similar to Dama Libra, but in the southern hemisphere. So if we put this experiment in the Stawell gold mine and we can reproduce the results of Italy, we nail it.
How do you think you yourself and your peers would feel if you found that?
It would be really an incredible discovery because it's really like a fishing expedition in a certain sense because we don't know what it is. And so that would be really one of the major discoveries of this century.
Yeah, good luck. Melbourne University's Professor Elisabetta Barberio ending Sarah Sedgley's report.